It's good to be back home again, and not just saying that, it is good to be back home again. We're talking a couple of days ago, myself and Pat, and we were back home, but never saw anybody from the church. We said, man, this is lonely. Like, you know, you just miss everybody after a while. So it's good to be back and to eat some proper food and things like that. So that's all important to do. Anyway, this is Thanksgiving Sunday, and we're going to look in the Word of God. And we want to look today at being thankful for the people that are in your lives. And we all have people that help us out and do things for us and get us through different things. And we're going to look at a few things here this morning. Let's turn our Bibles to Exodus chapter 17. Exodus chapter 17. And beginning to read at verse 8. Exodus chapter 17, beginning of verse 8. It says, now Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said to Joshua, choose us some men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And so it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands became heavy, so he took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said to Moses, write this for a memorial in the book and recount it in the hearing of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called its name, the Lord is my banner, or Jehovah Nissi. For he said, because the Lord has sworn, the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let's bow together and ask God's direction as we look into this. Father, we're so thankful, Lord, for the goodness of God. We thank you, Lord, for your many blessings toward us. Thank you for this day, Father, when we remember, Lord, to give thanks, and Father, to you and to others around us, Lord. So we just pray that you'll be with us today. Guide us and direct us. Receive the glory to yourself, and we give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The story we're just reading, Joshua, Amalek, the Bible says, came and fought against Israel. And Moses said to Joshua, he said, Joshua, get some men together, go out and fight them. And he said, I'll go up on the hill. And he said, I'll take the rod of God with me. Remember the rod that Moses used to open the Red Sea and the different miracles that took place? And Moses said, I'll take that rod with me up into the mountain. But he said, you go down and fight. And as he did that, the Bible says, when Moses raised his hands, Joshua was winning the battle. But like all of us, Moses got tired and his arms start coming down. And when his arms start coming down, the enemy start to win. So he'd get his arms back up again and Joshua start to win. It was going back and forth like this. And Aaron and Hur were there with Joshua, or with Moses rather. And they saw what was happening. So they took a stone and put under Moses to sit on. And then one got on one arm, one got on the other arm, and held his arms up and until Joshua defeated the enemy. Now, there's a lot of truth in that story, and there's a lot of things that we can draw from it. But one of the things that we need to realize, that sometimes we win in life because other people are working behind the scenes. Joshua, Moses, Moses, Aaron, and Hur were working behind the scenes until Joshua won the battle. And so we need to be thankful for the people that are working behind the scenes sometimes, with people that are doing things that sometimes we don't realize that they're doing, or sometimes we do see it, but we just don't appreciate it sometimes. So today we're going to talk about being thankful for people in your life. I was reading an article this week. It says, Edward Spencer was a ministerial student in Evanston, Illinois, and also a member of a life-saving squad during his school years. In 1860, a ship went aground on the shores of Lake Michigan near Evanston, and Spencer, he said, waded again and again into the frigid waters to rescue 17 passengers. In the process, his health was permanently damaged. Some years later, in his funeral, It was noted that not one of the 17 people he rescued ever thanked him. Not one of them ever came back to say thank you. Sort of reminds you of the story of Jesus when he healed the 10 lepers, and only one came back. And the Bible says he was a Samaritan. And I guess, you know, I've often wondered, why did he come back and not the others? I believe he realized that he didn't deserve it. The Jewish people had a covenant with God, the Samaritans never. And I think he realized that, listen, I never got this because I deserved it. It's like our salvation. We never got anything because we deserve it. The minute you think that you deserve salvation or you deserve anything, you're missing the whole point of what Jesus accomplished for us on Calvary. This is all a free gift that he gave to us. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God, Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, he says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. God's will and God's desire is that we would thank him, that we'd be thankful for the things in our lives. And so we need to realize each one of us, we have things that we can be thankful for. And as I said, this is Thanksgiving Sunday, and it's a time for us, more than any other time in the year, to be thankful for the blessings that are in our lives. The children sang a little earlier, or did the thing a little earlier. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. And it'll surprise you what the Lord has done. I was reading an article a while ago, and it said this. The man said, I sat charmed at an outdoor performance by young Suzuki violin students. After the concert was over, an instructor spoke briefly on how the children as young as 2, 3, and 4 years old learn how to play the violin. Now, I got a violin home, Pat brought me for Christmas 4 or 5 years ago, and it's not easy to play. I can tell you that much now. It's just crazy. Anyway, that one is still home and still protected in the case because he very seldom comes out. But these here, they were teaching children 2, 3, and 4 year old to play the violin. And this is what he said. He said, the first thing that the children learn is a proper stance, how to stand when you're playing the violin. And the second thing the children learn, even before they pick up the violin, is how to take a bow. And he gave a reason for that. He said, if the children just play the violin and stop, people may forget to show their appreciation. But he said, when the children bow, the audience invariably applauds. And then he says, the applause is the best motivator we've found to make children feel good about performing and want to do it well. When you give somebody a pat on the back, when you tell them they're doing a good job, it's a lot better than coming and arguing with them and says, listen, you got to clean this up, you got to straighten this out, you got to give them a pat on the back, and you'll find it works a whole lot easier than being harsh on them. Sometimes, as I said, behind the scenes, and you understand what it means to work behind the scenes. We don't have to get into all that discussion today. A few years ago, we went to Branson, Missouri, and Steve and Brenda went with us. And we went to a show there, and it's stuck with me ever since I saw that show. The guy's name, he's a Japanese fellow. He plays violin again. And in the show, now he's from Japan. And they said when he was just a young boy, for some reason, he took a liking to country music, American country music. And so he said he loved the violin. He started to play it when he was just a little boy and got pretty good at it. And Roy Acuff was over there, he said, when he was a young man. And he said, invited him, or he went to the concert and he saw him, and he said it just sparked something in him. And he went backstage, he said, to meet with Mr. Acuff. And he said to him, he said, if you're ever in America, he said, I'll have you play, he said, on the Grand Ole Opry. And he thought, man, that's something else. I'm going to be able to do that. So he practiced and he worked at it and everything else and eventually came to America and went to visit Roy Acuff. And sure enough, he said, when he got there, he said, he put him on the spot. He said, on the Grand Ole Opry. And he said, everybody loved him. And he said, from then on, he was on there off and on. And but then they said that he went out on his own and he started to get a band around him and things like this. And he started winning awards and different things. And eventually ended up in Branson, Missouri and built a great big theater there, and I was reading on, I went into Wikipedia the other week, just looking at it again, and they were saying that the washrooms, they said people come there just to go into the washrooms, look at the washrooms, and if you've ever seen it or go online sometimes, look at, he's got everything decorated like the Victorian ages, you know, everything's all very rich. He had the sinks come in from Italy, and he had different things all done. It's a beautiful spot, but They say that it takes over 200 performers, or 200 people rather, to produce one of his shows. That's the people that are working behind the scenes. Now, when you get there, I mean, they have all kinds of music. They play bluegrass, they play gospel, they play country, they play, you know, all the different things. And he's got different ones coming out and taking part in the show. And as I said, we were there 3 or 4 years ago. And at the end of the show, the one thing that amazed me, and after seeing all the different things that was going on, at the end of the show, because we were commenting, they would come out one day, one song he'd be playing, he'd have a blue suit on. And then somebody else come out and do something, all of a sudden he'd come out and he'd have a yellow one on. And all of a sudden he'd come out and he looked like Liberace or somebody. Like, you know, he was just, every time he come out, he looked different. And we thought, man, how'd he do that? You know, so fast. But they had people behind the scenes that were ready for him. As soon as he walked out through the door, they were changing his clothes on him and different things, and he was back out again, and you know. And at the end of the show, he asked the people, some of the people that worked behind the scenes, to come out. And over 50 people came out and joined them and took a bow at the stage. And he was saying to me, he said, these are the people, he said, that make me look good. And I thought that was pretty good for a fellow to say that. These are the people that make me look good. And there's people in your life, there's people in my life, that help us through life, that maybe sometimes we don't appreciate, or we don't talk about them too much, we don't get involved very much in expressing our gratitude, but especially on Thanksgiving, and don't only do it today, but you should start today. We should start thanking people more for what they do in our lives, the people that help us out and get through life. So the question is, who is it in life that you are applauding? Remember the little children, when they heard the audience applaud, it just sparked something in them to perform better the next time. Who is it in life that you're applauding? Who is it that, you know, make you look good? Go the extra mile sometimes to do things just to help you out through life, and maybe make sacrifices and different things using their gifts, their talents, trying to help you get through life and make life easier for you. Who is it? And let's not just mention their name and forget about it. Let's make sure that we thank these people and show our appreciation to them. I remember hearing a story years ago, and I looked it up this week just to get all the details on it. And they say Alex Haley is a great author. And they said, but in his office, on one of the walls, there was a painting there. And on the painting, they said there was a turtle on top of a fence post. And they said it would cause a lot of discussion when people come in to go along and look at this painting that he had, just a fence post there and a turtle on top. And they said, why do you have that painting up? What's it all about? And he said, that painting is a good lesson in that. He said, when you see a fence post, and he said, you see a turtle on top, he said, you realize he never got up there by himself. He needed somebody to help him. And he said, when I, you know, write something or people applaud me and tell me I'm doing a good job, he said, I always go back and look at that picture and realize that I never got here by myself. I didn't do this all by my own doing. It wasn't my talents, it wasn't my giftings that necessarily did it. It was all the other people working with me to be able to accomplish that. So when you get to the place you're almost breaking your own arm trying to pat yourself on the back, talking about how wonderful you are, how talented you are, what gifts you have, and all these different things, stop and think for a minute about that turtle on the fence post. Because none of us are getting anywhere without the help of others. There's no such thing as a self-made man. Remember Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley? They used to sing a song, I've done it, I did it my way. Well, you know, I can understand where they're coming from to a certain extent. But they weren't, you know, how can I say this? What they were doing wasn't just because of their own talents. It was because of all the other people working behind the scenes with them and helping them through life. And so we need to understand that when, you know, you get to the place you feel that you're, you know, Nick's best thing to slice bread, you better start to realize that there's a turtle on the fence post that didn't get up there by himself. He needed other people to help him. The Bible says if we humble ourselves, God will exalt us in due season. James chapter 4, it said if we humble ourselves, God will lift us up. It takes humility to say, you know, I'm not all that talented. I'm not all that good. I'm not all that hot. I don't have all these giftings. I had a lot of other people to help me. And so when you're going through life and you're facing situations in life, realize that other people are there helping you to get where you are. It starts out even before you're born. You know, some people, as I said, some people say, oh, I did it my way. I'm a self-made man. You ever hear people say that? I'm a self-made man, you know. Or you talk about a businessman or something. Well, he's a self-made man. There's no such thing as a self-made man. Before he is born, before you were born, you had people that were looking after you, watching out for you. You had doctors that were doing ultrasounds, making sure all your fingers were there, making all your heart was beating right, and all these different things. You know, you had your parents that were preparing a nursery for you, or, you know, bedrooms and different things, and getting clothes together for you. You had people doing things, trying to get things all put together for your arrival. You know, and so even before you were born, you had people that were looking after you. And then after you were born, you had people again that was looking after you. And as you were growing up, you had teachers in the school. You had, you know, people that helped you out, different things, coaches and principals and all these different things. We ought to be thankful for all these people. You know, you say, well, they're only doing it for the money. Well, you only work for money too. I mean, we're all to say we all need money to live, but we need to understand that these people have helped us out in life. And so we need to come to the realization that we need to start appreciating people that have had an input into our lives and helped us in the different things that we've been going through. As you're growing up, your parents, your grandparents made sometimes great sacrifices so that you could have a better life than what they had. We all have people that are working behind the scenes helping us out. You know, we can go to bed nighttime and sleep reasonably comfortable knowing that there's policemen out there looking after everything, keeping things. You know, sometimes you drive home late at night or something like that. And I remember there, oh, it must have been 6 or 8 months ago now, I was driving home. We were somewhere and I was driving home. And as we were going down the main street here, there was 4 or 5 cop cars there, and there's some cars pulled over and different things. And this is about 1 o'clock in the morning. I thought, man, things are going on that we don't even know what's going on behind the scenes sometimes. But thank God that there are people there to keep our towns safe. You know, we got people that go around. We got the people going around garbage collecting and all these different things. Everybody working behind the scenes that makes our lives easier. And it's easy for us to just overlook them and not understand or not appreciate what they're doing. But it's time for us, especially as Christians, to start realizing and appreciating the people that work behind the scenes and helping us, you know, through life. You know, sometimes you say, well, you know, I appreciate somebody, but I never told them. Or you might say, well, you know, I love someone, but I never told. But you know, love that's not expressed is not really love. Nobody can enjoy it. Nobody can experience it. It's the same thing as appreciating somebody. If you don't tell them you appreciate them, you might appreciate people doing things here in the church. You might appreciate people, you know, in your life. You might appreciate your family members and things. But if you never tell them, how are they going? They can't read your minds. William Arthur Ward said, "Feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it." If you feel gratitude and you don't express it, it's like wrapping up a present but not give it to them. Don't take people for granted. The people that are making your life easier, we need to learn to be generous with our thanksgiving and take time to express our thanks. You know, and sometimes we do that. I don't know if it's on the piano there now, but ever so often, Betty had put a note up for us, Betty Manuel there. She had put a note up. I've come up here sometimes late on the pulpit here. "Good morning, Pastor. God bless you," or "We appreciate you," or something like that. And I see it on the piano sometimes. It was a green one there a little while ago. "Good morning, Brenda. God bless you." You know, it's good to know that you're appreciated. It's good to know that people are thankful for you. And again, if you want somebody to do a good job, just show them some applause. Just encourage them. Just let them know that you appreciate them. Sometimes, you know, it don't have to be a note. Sometimes it could be just a text message. "I appreciate you," you know, or "We love you," or something like that. I remember last year we were over in Bulgaria, and this is one of the things that stick in your mind. We were over in Bulgaria last year, and all of a sudden the phone buzzed, and opened up, and here's a text from Jason. He said, "We miss you, and we love you." Man, that made my day. Just to know that you're appreciated. So let's get used to texting if you have to. But let's get a message out to people. Listen and be thankful for what they've done in your lives. Appreciate them. Maybe you can just phone them on a, you know, pick up the phone. Maybe it's your parents. Maybe you haven't talked to your mom or your dad or something like that, or a brother or a sister. Pick up the phone and say, "Listen, I love you and I appreciate you." It makes all the difference in the world. Years ago when I was working in Toronto. We used to work with a glass company. I worked in Toronto for a while, and then opened in Alberta, and then we started a shop in Newfoundland. But when we were in the Toronto shop, there was a man there. Actually, he was from England, but he was living in Canada. And his name was Ray, and he was a district manager of all the shops. And I don't know, he probably had about 100 different shops under him. But he would come every so often. He'd visit all the shops and come around. And I can remember coming in, he would come in with a shirt and tie on and different things. But if I was out there doing a windshield or whatever, he'd come out and he'd roll up his sleeves and he'd join in with me. And he'd, you know. And when you get the job done, he said, "Man," he said, "you did an excellent job on that." And he said, "I like the way you cleaned up the dash," because every time we take a windshield out, we used to clean up the dash and everything in the car, you know, make it all look good. And he used to say, "I like the way that you cleaned up the dash. I like the way that you did this. I like the way, you know." And next time he showed up, you can be sure that I was going to do even better, you know, because we're just geared that way. We like to be appreciated. And that made an impact not only on my life, but all the fellows in the shop talked about Ray. Now, I went to another shop that we had another district manager, and every time he came in, all he complained about was something's lift on the floor, or something is here, and he was doing, you know, and nobody, honestly, nobody wanted him to show up for, you know, come to the shop. Nobody wanted him around. But the other guy, when he came in, it was just a totally different thing when you show appreciation to people. So learn to show appreciation. Sometimes simple words can go a very long way. Just little words of thanksgiving, to acknowledge somebody's sacrifices that they made for you, their giftings, their input in your life, what they've done to help you out. People don't mind making you look good as long as you give them the credit where credit is due. So we need to understand that. As long as you acknowledge their contribution to your life, your business, or whatever the case might be, people sometimes bend over backwards just to try to please you and help you out. A lot of people don't succeed in life because they take people for granted. And may we never take people for granted in our lives. People become filled with pride and think that they can do things by themselves. The Bible says pride in Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 18. It said, "Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall." When you don't thank people, they lose their loyalty toward you. A lot of people sometimes when they're not thankful, all of a sudden their workers or employees or team or whatever you want to call it, their group, all of a sudden becomes weak because people aren't thankful. When we fail to thank people, they lose heart and give up and don't want to be involved anymore. And they're not going to go out of their way to make you look good if you take all the credit for yourself. That's what I think about when I think about this fellow in Branson. He had about 50 of them, as I said, come up on the stage, and he started talking about, "These are the people," he said, "that make me look good." And I never forgot that. These are the people. And we need to appreciate the people that make us look good, if that's the right term, that help us out in life. So be aware of those that are making your life easier. Maybe you got a neighbor that keeps an eye on your property when you're gone away for holidays. Maybe they come over and mow the lawn for you or pick up the newspapers out of your driveway and so the people won't know that the house is vacant. If you thank them, you know. Maybe it's a person that takes your children to school. Maybe it's a person that picks your children up from school if you're late and can't be there. You know, maybe it's somebody that picks you up for church. Maybe it's, you know, somebody that's involved in some other area of your life. Let's not overlook these people. Let's not take them for granted. We need to start appreciating people. And you say, "Well, I don't know how to, you know, show appreciation." It don't have to be something elaborate. Just a little thank you. Just a little say, "I appreciate what you've done for me." You know, or if you want to, just give them a little gift card to Tim Hortons or something. You know, take them out to a dinner or whatever. Let them know that you're thankful for what they've done in your lives. We need to appreciate people that help us out and make life easier for us. A little while ago, for a couple of weeks, I was looking out and you know, you take out the garbage. Our garbage goes out on Thursdays. So I get up in the morning and I take the garbage out and take it to recycle and put it right beside the road. You know, you see the fellow coming through, and I know he's getting paid as well as anybody else. You know, But I started thinking, you know, I don't think I'd like that job. That's just me. Now, you might think it's a wonderful job. That's fine. But I started thinking, I don't think I'd like that job. And then I started thinking, you know, how much effort he's putting in going around town, picking up the garbage. Now, I know there's a number of them. They're going different streets than that. But the one that came up our street, so we got up one morning, and I went out and put the garbage out, and I said to Pat, I'm going to run down, I said, to Tim Hortons. And I ran down to Tim Hortons, got a $20 card, and put it in an envelope, ran home before he took the garbage and make sure he's there. And when he raised up the cover on the garbage container, I had a white envelope there for the garbage collector. I didn't know what else to call him. I didn't know how to be polite about it, but I figured I never had time to think it through, so for the garbage collector. And so on the inside, I put a little note in there. We appreciate your faithfulness and helping to keep the town clean, and just a couple of little things I had. And I put it there, and I went on in the office working with Pep, was looking out through the window when the guy came. And I put it on top, so when he opened up the cover, you know, it would be the very first thing before the garbage, on top of the garbage bag there. And so anyhow, he took it late, and he looked at it for a while, and put it in on his seat late, and he put up his hand and waved to the house. Pat saw him, I never saw him. He waved to the house and went on. But, you know, sometimes it's good to be able to do that, just let people know that they're appreciated. You know? It makes life so much easier for everybody when people know that you love them, you respect them, and you appreciate what they've done for you. Maybe it's somebody who takes you and pick up your groceries. You know? Maybe it's somebody that takes you to doctor's appointments or whatever the case might be. Don't just take people for granted. Don't take people for granted. People pick you up for work, take you home from work, whatever. Don't take people for granted. I remember I got it on my phone there, and I started just jotting down. I've been thinking about this message for a while, and every now and then I jot down a few thoughts. And I remember back in July the 13th, that week, I came here to the church one day, and young Xavier was out there mowing the lawns. And I thought, man, that's pretty good, you know. And he comes up, and I know Jason Ange keeps an eye on him and keep him going straight because he's young. But when the time comes to mow the lawn, they have him here to mow the lawn and keep the church looking clean outside. And at the same time, Margaret was there and Janae. And Janae is here this morning. And they're out there working at the flowers out around the side of the building, and Al and Gail is with them, you know. And then I came inside the church, and Debbie was here. Debbie Donner, she's back there now with the children. But Debbie was here, and she's taking time making homemade hamburgers so that we could have it at the Sunday school picnic. And working at herself, putting it all together, and putting them all in the cooler and different things, and having them for the next day for to take it to the Sunday school picnic. And then we went out to the Sunday school picnic day after, and John and Debbie were out there, and Debbie's parents were out there. Ron and Sharon were out there. They were getting the table all set up for us. They were getting, you know, and you start to think about it's so easy to take people for granted. But we need to understand that people give their time, you know, their abilities. And, you know, we're all gifted in different areas, but if we all help each other, we all appreciate each other, how much easier life would be, how much more enjoyable, you know. And there was a number of different things. June was here at the time, and June was going around picking up garbage outside, and there's lots of times I drive by, and we live across the street, or the church is across the street from the school, and a lot of the school children sometimes come over, and we got packages left outside and different things, and there's candy paper and whatever wrappers all blowing around, and I see June going around lots of times picking these things up. And sometimes we don't appreciate what people are doing. Or we do appreciate it. I can't say we don't appreciate it, but a lot of times we don't express it as we should. And as I said, if you don't express it, it's like wrapping up a gift but not giving it to anybody. We need to be able to express our thanks and appreciation to people. Every week, we don't have to worry about bills being paid at the church. Jennifer and John Dennard, John Armstrong, they come every week and count up the offering and record it all so everybody gets credit, proper credit for it. They put it in the bank for us. Jennifer's paying bills for us. You know, different things. Everybody's looking at different things. And, you know, we need to appreciate these people, what they're doing for us. the same week when we had the everybody's here working around the church. I came, and Jennifer was here, and she remembered there in the summer months, they had the bags done up for the kids in the kids' club, little candy in there and toys and different things for them to play with, and she would come every week, sit those up so that when we came on Sunday, everything was ready for us and for the children. You know, so these are the people we all need to appreciate. Now, I've jotted down a number of different things that just crossed my mind. You know, the worship team, every Wednesday night. You know, you come here on Sundays, and people are up here singing different things and playing music. But every Wednesday night after prayer meeting, you know, people come. Brenda comes over from Picton. Steve comes, and Mel and Beth and different ones, Justin and Ange and Jason. And, you know, we're all here. We just learn new songs so that, you know, you'll have something new to sing to the Lord and different ways to worship the Lord. And, you know, they put effort into it. And, you know, and then on Sundays, they're always faithful being here. We need to be thankful for these people. I can come to church Sunday mornings. I don't have to worry if the guitar is not going to work or if the mics aren't going to work. Jason's here before even, I'm going to say before we get out of bed, but that's probably a lie, but Jason's here long before everyone else and has got all the batteries replaced. You know, everything's set up. We don't have to come in and worry about what we're going to do. Everything, there's somebody looking after things for us. And we need to appreciate these people. We need to show our appreciation. You know, they're here and they got the sound system turned on, they got the music playing, they got lights turned on, and, you know, making sure the temperature is okay, and all these different things. So when you come in, you can just sit down and enjoy the service and say, oh, it's too cold, it's too warm, it's too hot, or something, you know. But we need to appreciate people that make life easier for us, people that are helping us out. Up in the sound booth there, we got Stephanie Sharp. Where's she? There she's down the corner. Stephanie Sharp is there every week, keeping us on cue with the songs up there, making sure that we sing the right verse at the right time, and projecting that for us. And Sandra's up there helping out from time to time now. Different ones. Pat helps out up there. Different ones. Stephanie. So, you know, all these different people, we need to appreciate what they're doing for us. Jason's always looking after the sound, and he needs extra prayer now. He's trying to teach Steve. And, you know, talking about Steve. If Steve comes in, there's a light bulb out. You see Steve go and get the ladder, get up and change the light bulb. He just took that. I mean, nobody's asking, really. I mean, sometimes we joke with him, but he'll just take it on his own and do it, you know. And it's so good when you got people that just take a certain burden and just look after it, you know. Learn to be thankful for the people in our lives. Angela, wherever she's at. Angela looks after all the, I mean, she keeps all the scheduling done for the back room there. She's always after me. She said, Pastor, don't forget this date. Don't forget this event. Don't forget that time. Don't forget this. She's always keeping me on track. She's looking after our bulletin for us. You know, plus she's involved with a worship team, different things. And, you know, all these people that just work together to make life so easy. I know Jason Ange picks up a lot of people for church. We were out to the Sunday school picnic. We had Chelsea and Cheryl and Stephanie all painting the little children's faces. You know, sometimes we can overlook these things and say, well, yeah, it's just something we do. But these are people that make life more bearable, make life more interesting, make life, you know. And the little children love it. And so we need to be thankful for all these different people. Shirley, somebody already mentioned, but Shirley bringing flowers to somebody. If there's anybody sick in the hospital, and even if somebody dies, Shirley's on the phone. Now, Pastor, where's the funeral home? Where's the hospital? Where are they at? Where, you know, and she wanted to get flowers to them. And thank God for people like that, that have come in and help. Brenda and Justin, looking after the songs up here on Sundays. Justin's not here today. He's on his anniversary. But, you know, being involved, and I, you know, there for a while, honestly, and I tell you this, I'd rather prepare a sermon than prepare a song service. It's just the way it is, you know. And there for a while, like every Friday or Saturday, we're getting down there, what songs am I going to sing the week? What songs am I going to sing? You know, and you try, and you don't realize sometimes, you know, the effort that goes into that. It's not just, well, you think about what song should I sing? What feels right? You know, and Now on Wednesday nights when we come and Sundays, I don't have to worry about it anymore. I come, Brenda's already gone through that, and she'll come here, and sometimes she'll text me to me as a pastor, and think about singing this, and what do you think? You know, and Justin do the same thing. And, you know, now we're trying to get some things worked out on the iPad so that we all get the same song, shows up at one time, because we have binders that thick, trying to get all the songs in there. But, you know, it's good to have everybody pulling together and helping out in that, in these things. We got John, and there's the head usher. I don't have to worry about Sunday morning if I'm late coming to church, as I was this morning. I don't have to worry if there's anybody going to be at the door. The ushers and greeters are already there and meeting people at the door and passing out bulletins and greeting them and putting a smile on their face. John and Debbie looks after that and keeps it all organized, and everybody's got their time up there at the door and different things. Appreciate all these people. Dave doing the announcements. Dave's been doing the announcements before I came here. And still doing a tremendous job. And Dave and Mel, this past couple weeks, filling in, preaching, teaching. Appreciate all these different people. Kitchen workers, Ron and Sharon and different ones, and others before that. You know, every third Sunday, as we mentioned already, next Sunday we have a pot blessing dinner. And, you know, every time when it comes together, people bring in the food. And that we don't have to worry about going back there, and now we've got to go back and straighten everything out and get everything all set up. Now we go back, the table's already spread for us, and we go in, the chairs are all there, and you know, the tea is made, the coffee is ready, and the juice is ready, and all these different things. And lots of times if there's something not there, Ron runs out and picks it up anyway, you know, just to keep everything organized. And it's so good to have people like that you can count on. And don't ever, you know, when you go back there and eat next Sunday, don't just go back and take it for granted and say, well, this is just a thing we do in our church. No, there's people that had to prepare that. And let's be thankful for people like that. Every Sunday, Betty puts a bottle of water for me. She knows sometimes the pastor can be pretty dry. She puts a bottle of water there for me. I appreciate stuff like that. You know, we need to appreciate people in our lives. The board members, cell leaders, different ones pitching in. Elsie is not here today, but they got a women's prayer meeting that meets here in the week. And, you know, we need to be appreciating all these different people. Because you know as well as I do, a church cannot run without prayer. That's more important probably than anything. You know, and we need people to pray. Tuesday mornings, we had prayer meeting. Brother Al's there. Nobody's asked him to do it. Al's got a little notebook. I think Sister Galt gave to him. And he keeps a record of all the prayer requests that we're doing, you know. And you could ask Al anytime, how long have we been praying for so-and-so? Well, do you flick back and say, you know, we've been doing this and we've been praying for this one. You know, this prayer's answered, this one here still, it's believing God. No, he keeps a record of all that. Nobody's asked him to do it. That's just, he feels that's his ministry. And God has used him in that. You know, Beth is here every week playing the piano for us, singing some of the songs that are written too high for everybody to sing anyway. We finish up, I was yodeling sometimes, but you know, there's the old hymns. But the thing is, like, you know, we appreciate everybody helping out like that. And we need that. Brother Ken looks after the tea and coffee for us. I don't have to worry about that. We come in here on Tuesday mornings, and one of us will probably pick up hymn books and Bibles and things like this. But Ken has gone on back in the back, and he's working at the tea and the coffee, getting that ready for us. You know, and Al goes back and straightens out the tables and different ones. You know? So we appreciate everybody pulling together like that. Christmas is coming up, and you know that is always a big thing here at the church. We've got to decorate the place. I guess that's something we'll be doing in the next little while anyway. But we've got people to decorate. We've got people that are making props for the plays. We've got people that are already working on it for, you know, past month or so. Now, a lot of you probably don't even know anything better, but there's people already working at it and getting the plays put together and getting the different things all set up. And these are all people that we appreciate helping out. We get the sign out there needs to be changed from time to time. Snow clearing, lawn mowing, all these different things. You know, and we can't do it without everybody working together. So let's learn to show appreciation. It's time for us to, you know, take a few minutes sometimes and just let somebody know that you appreciate what they're doing. Appreciate the people. Be thankful for the people in your life. They don't have to do it. They do it because they love God. They love people and they want to serve people. And they want to be involved. And if I never mention your name this morning, it's not because I didn't appreciate it, but it's just right now I don't think of it. But you're all beautiful people. And I say that not You know, I don't say one thing here and then go back out and say something else about you behind my back. I really appreciate this church. You fellows are beautiful people, precious people. And we're talking, I think it was it Tanya was talking the other day, a couple of days ago, yesterday we were talking? This is the longest place we've lived. You know, this is the longest place I've lived is here in Avonlea. Because we've been in church and moved, you know, after 4 or 5 years you move somewhere. This is the longest place I've lived in my life. You know? And so you fellows put up with it. But we do. We love this church, love the people. Everybody pulling together and helping out. And I know in the cell group sometimes somebody is sick. I mean, I know, a couple of years ago, Brother Ken was sick last year sometime. And different ones involved. Al was involved going around like a spin top, trying to figure out, getting everything all figured out for when Ken gets out of the hospital. He's got a place comfortable to live and all these different things. That's what cell groups are all about. And that's what the church is all about. That's what family is all about. But let's not just take that for granted and say, well, they're supposed to do that. No, they're doing it because they love God and they love you. So let's start being thankful for the people in our lives. It's like Joshua, you know. Start with this story and finish up with this now. Joshua, they're on the hill, or at the battle, rather. Moses and Aaron and Hur up on the hill. Joshua probably didn't even realize what was taking place up there. But he was succeeding because somebody else was helping him. You're succeeding in life today because somebody else is helping you. You know, be thankful for the people that look after your children. Be thankful for the people that get you to work on time. Or be thankful for the people that, you know, help you out in life. You know, maybe it's your parents. Maybe it's your husband or your wife or your children. Or maybe it's a neighbor down the street. Or maybe it's somebody in the church. Be thankful for people and let them know that you appreciate what they're doing. Praise God. I didn't mean to get into all the different names and everything this morning, but I jotted them down there yesterday and I thought, I try it, but it's always a danger. You leave somebody out, and I don't want to leave anybody out. We appreciate every last one of you and what you're doing. And there's others that look after the boxes that I mentioned. Margaret looks after the table there every year and makes sure that that's all looked after. I don't have to worry about that. There's one time when I see the table, I thought, now what am I going to do with all that next week? And I'd have to be calling up people and say, you need some of this. What, you know, thank God Margaret looks after all that now. And she gets different ones to help her out. Gail, different ones that, and they'll look after that. These are all things we need to be thankful for. You know, everybody, the boxes for the children. You know, I know there's different ones involved in different ministries throughout the year. Theta looks after the baby bottle thing for the raise funds there for the, what's it called? Kingston Pregnancy Crisis Center. She looks after that. So everybody's involved doing different things. And I just don't want you to think that you're not appreciated. You really are. We love you people. And God bless you.